WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Manic Street Preachers, wrapping up that set of music with Love's Sweet Exile here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Manic Street Preachers, some Buffalo Tom. Went back to the Three Easy Pieces album that came out, I'm guessing 07? I'm going to guess. I could look at it, but I'm too lazy, so I'm just going to guess. Bottom of the Rain, name of the track. I also guess that 88 is when Bright Orange Years came out from Volcano Suns. I'm just going to make guesses now. I'm too lazy literally to pick up the album and look at it. Jack from Volcano Suns in that set of music. I can tell you it was 1993 that the 11th Dream Day released El Mudio. Start the entire set with Makin' Like a Rug. For you. Oh, you know what? I'm playing all this loud, like, garagey music. Is it garagey? It's not, but I'm going to pretend it is. So that I can segue in to tell you about Joe's Garage. Yeah. You can pull up and put it in park right there on Joe's Garage, Monday night, starting at 6 p.m. You can shift into gear as they dust off some vinyl and rewind some cassette tapes and polish up some CDs. Joe's Garage plays the best in some forgotten tracks from legendary artists and new releases from rising stars, from punk to funk, reggae to rock. Get your motor running on Joe's Garage. It's Monday nights at 6 right here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Tortoise is my background music for the duration of the evening. Let's get back into another band from Ireland. Another band from Ireland. They're all over the place. It's just a tiny little country, too. Senseless Things, the name of the band. Everybody's gone. Hopefully you guys are still listening. Don't forget, if you got a request, email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Senseless Things. So many years away.
Lights, white, for the blackouts. The lights is to the lights. Let's white. is no sin. Life suddenly brings the fear. Nothing to corrupt the eyes. There is no vision here. At first you may find it strange, but do not go away. The darkness holds a power that you won't find in the day.
Went back to Black Market Clash for that one. The Clash covering the Toots and the Maytals, Pressure Drop. Wrapping up that set of music here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before the Clash, what's some Undertones? Felt like playing you some more songs about chocolate and girls. Also, the Virgin Prunes. Now, the Undertones, Irish band. Virgin Prunes, an Irish band from their 1982 full-length debut. Produced by Colin Newman of Wire fame. Baby Turns Blue. Now, if you're not familiar with the Virgin Prunes, I'm going to tell you that one of their members, Dick Evans, his older brother, we know as The Edge in U2. Yeah. Before the Virgin Prunes, how about some Damned? Wait for the blackout and start off the entire set with yet another Irish band. Senseless Things. Everybody's gone. It's 23 minutes past your hour here on WRCT. My name's Paul. It's a show called Diva Lamach. Thanks so much for tuning in. You can email me if there's something you want to hear. WRCT request is the email address. What else should I tell you? Oh! Got to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers, they offer pizza, hoagies, wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugars in their sauce and unbleached flour in the dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPACK. That's 412-362-7725 or spackbrothers.com. Again, S-P-A-K brothers.com. Mountain Goats have a brand new album out, so let's shift gears a little bit in this rock and roll radio show. Play something from the new album.
Water dripping from the pipes down in the basement. Bare feet on a concrete floor. Notches on the wall of my solitary cell. Sweat dripping out of every pore. It feels like it takes forever. It's maybe 5 minutes on screen. But the horns will swell and the strings will sound when that flipped quarter hits the ground. I'm doing this for revenge. We'll be right back.
Hey, glad girls, I only want to get you high.
This next song is my favorite song.
Yeah. Yeah. yourself a friend. He doesn't mean that much to you, but when you sweetly smile, I see the end.
New music from Steve Stokel. Got to put the T in there, or else I've just mispronounced his name completely. Name of the new album is actually The Power of And. Laura Lynn, the name of that track. Before that, now, I'm going to tell you, WRCT's own Rockin' Attorney is going to be very, very jealous when I reveal what that was. I'm sure he knew, because he does know all things Cheap Trick. Yeah, that was Cheap Trick doing their version of Day Tripper. Recorded live. But here's the part that the Rockin' Attorney might not realize. I played that off of something out of the WRCT record library. It came out in 1980. Vinyl. It's on a 10-inch record. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he might not know where we hide the 10-inch records. Again, the name of that EP is called Found All the Parts. Cheap Trick. Before that, R.E.M. pulled a live version of Get Up off of their tour film concert release from 1990. Guided by Voices gave us, gave us the song Glad Girls, and then the Mountain Goats. Mountain Goats, brand new music from Mountain Goats. Bleed Out's the name of the new album. Training Montage is what you heard. You got about 19 minutes left before the top of the hour. For those of you listening on Friday, March 17th, you got two hours and 19 minutes left. 2 hours and 18 minutes left now. For those of you listening on another random day, hearing my lovely voice, you got 18 minutes left of this program, this encore program of Viva La Mock. Now, earlier in the week, now you can email me. You can email me at any time that you want. WRCTrequest@gmail.com. That is the email address. And just a few days ago, actually, we got an email from Joanna, who was listening to WRCT, and she heard a song, and she wasn't sure what the song was, and was seeing if we could help out. And turned out it was something the Mockster had played. And I guess it's kind of rare and obscure these days. It's about 20 years old. It's from a band out of Detroit called Gravel Train. And I think they just had the one EP. Old friends of the Viva La Mock radio program, Matt Matthews, the lead singer of Gravel Train. I'm going to play something off of their, off that same EP, but it's the title track.
Well, he used to be a fine, upstanding man till he took a drink of water from the devil's hand. In that little part of town they call Trailer City, where the grass don't grow, it don't look too pretty, lived a single mother in a two-bit shack with her pride and joy. Swore on her daddy's grave that her son would grow up to be better behaved.
took a little stroll to the neon sign, and he'd stick around there until closing time. One day he was in the back shooting darts when a thief of a woman just stole his heart. She looked a lot like Betty Page, but she was sitting with a man who was twice her age. He was talking dirty and grabbing her ass. The old man needed a lesson. Jack called out a friend, but they just let him pass. But who was this boy trying to be messing? Well, Betty started smiling from all the attention. Jack got mad, and I forgot to mention, he kept a switchblade in his left hand pocket, but he never thought he'd have the guts to unlock it. Yeah, he used to be a fine. The old man turned in place and he pointed a gun into Jackie's face. Betty started laughing, she thought it was funny. She thought the old man would just take Jack of his money. Jack was drunk, but he still had his speed, and the boy and the blade made the old man bleed. And the girl screamed and the old man fell. Now Jack could finally see his face. And the eyes and the nose and the lips, they looked like some kind of familiar place. Well, no one ever thought that they'd meet again. They said the old man was gone and they just pretend. His mother got a call from Sheriff Jones saying a boy, Jack, he won't be coming home. Now Jack's doing 20 without Betty Page, and his mother comes to see him in his human cage. The neon light still shines and it's glory where Jack got to tell his side of the story. Yeah, he used to be a fine upstanding man. At least that's what they told us on the witness stand.
Found out now that I'm already gone.
the band that was based out of Detroit called The Rockets, wrapping up actually a little trio set to a quartet set. I don't know. It's a foursome, whatever that might be, of music of bands from Detroit, The Rockets. That came out in 1980. The name of that album was No Ballads. Keep in mind, I hail originally from Michigan, hence this weird accent that I have. No, yeah, I'm not Canadian like Eric Jackson Lurie, but I am from Michigan, and I remember as a kid, the Rockets. In fact, the Rockets played in my little hometown, and the opening band was this guy named Johnny Cougar that nobody knew about. Before the Rockets, before the world, what else I play? Some brand new music from the Popular Creeps. Came out in 2022. Gone by 45, the name of the track. Junk Monkeys in there, another Detroit band. They eventually got signed to Metal Blade Records. That was from their 1987 independently released album, Firehouse, with Round and Round. And what's interesting is on that album, they actually thank the lead singer of Gravel Train. So he's been around for a while. That was 1987. I played Gravel Train before that from the year 2000 when the Fine Upstanding Man album came out, and that was the title track. For those of you listening to my encore show, we are wrapping up this program. For the rest of you listening live on a Friday, March 17th, 2023, there is more music and stuff coming up.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Bank.
This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we speak with constitutional scholar Steve Rohde about three significant Supreme Court decisions that are pending or just came down.
Are these cases an indication of the rapidly declining democracy in our country? Stay tuned. We also speak with Palestinian solidarity activist Felice Gelman about her new short video, The Right to Boycott.
The right to boycott is being challenged by the ultra-right forces in this country. So far, 37 states have passed laws against it.
Stay with us.
I'm New York City attorney and author Michael Stephen Smith.
And I'm Maria Hall, Los Angeles civil rights lawyer. The U.S. Supreme Court, securely under the control of a supermajority of six conservative Republican justices, three of whom were appointed by Donald Trump, continues to play a decisive role in undermining our constitutional democracy. This ominous trend continues based on three recent key cases, which we'll be talking about today. In one, the court on March 4th rejected a lower court ruling that Trump was ineligible to run for president. In April, the court will hear oral arguments on Trump's claim of absolute immunity from criminal liability. And recently, the justices heard argument over whether social media sites had a right to ban Trump and others under their content moderation standards. All of these cases arise from the insurrection on January 6th, 2021, when a mob of thousands stormed the U.S. Capitol to prevent Joe Biden from being certified as president. That day, and for many months before and after, Donald Trump attempted to interfere with the constitutionally mandated process for the election of the President of the United States. Hanging in the balance of these three cases are some of the most momentous issues facing our democracy. Our guest on these important subjects is Stephen Rohde. Mr. Rohde is a noted constitutional scholar and activist. He is the past chair of the ACLU Foundation of Southern California, one of the founders and current chair of Interfaith Communities United for Justice and Peace, and the author of American Words of Freedom and of Freedom of Assembly. Steve Rohde is also a regular contributor to the Los Angeles Review of Books and to Truth Dig, and a leader in the national campaign to free the imprisoned investigative journalist, Julian Assange. Steve Rohde, a warm welcome back to Law & Disorder.
It's such a pleasure to be with you, Maria and Michael. Thank you.
Last December, the Colorado Supreme Court ruled that under the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, Donald Trump was disqualified from running for re-election as President of the United States. Please explain what that court decided and its reasons for disqualifying Trump.
The Colorado Supreme Court, backed by plentiful law review articles from across the political spectrum, Republicans, Democrats, constitutional scholars, the court held that under the 14th Amendment, Donald Trump was disqualified. It was a historically grounded opinion. It was grounded in the text of the Constitution and the history of the Constitution. After the Civil War, which I now call the first American insurrection, Congress passed the 14th Amendment in the Reconstruction Amendments, as they are called. In the case of the 14th Amendment, in Section 3, they provided that henceforth no person shall be an officer of the United States or hold any office under the U.S.